A holy radiance shines on Stephen's face. As Stephen stood to answer the charges, all that sat in the council saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Many trembled and veiled their faces, but the stubborn unbelief and prejudice of the rulers did not waver. Stephen began his defense in a clear, thrilling voice which rang through the council hall. In words that held the assembly spellbound, he rehearsed the history of the chosen people. He showed a thorough knowledge of the Jewish economy and the spiritual interpretation of it now made manifest through Christ. He made plain his loyalty to God and to the Jewish faith, while he connected Jesus Christ with all the Jewish history. When Stephen connected Christ with the prophecies, the priest, pretending to be horror-stricken, rent his robe. To Stephen this was a signal that he was giving his last testimony. He abruptly concluded his sermon. Turning on his infuriated judges, he cried, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it." Priests and rulers were beside themselves with anger. In their cruel faces the prisoner read his fate, but he did not waver. For him the fear of death was gone. The scene before him faded from his vision. To him the gates of heaven were ajar, and, looking in, he saw Christ, as if just risen from his throne, standing ready to sustain his servant. Stephen exclaimed, "I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." As he described the glorious scene, it was more than his persecutors could endure. Stopping their ears, they ran furiously on him with one accord and cast him out of the city. And as they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. RSP. The Roman authorities were bribed by large sums of money to make no investigation.